Ah, the end of the interesting variations on a theme with Lucia di Lammermoor by Alfredo Piatti. Donizetti, of course, providing the bass, the virtuosic cello of Adrian Bradbury and Oliver Davis on piano. Really, it's the cello as diva, isn't it, Adrian?
Yes, you can't really be shy and retiring. Although Piatti, as an artist, was famously shy. I mean, he was always the last one onto stage, the first one off. But then when the bow hit the string, then that all changed and the mask fell.
Yes. Ah, well, I said great favourite of Queen Victoria, and Liszt actually gave him the cello.
He did. He played that very fantasy to Liszt in Paris, and Liszt rushed onto the stage, kissed him, and the next day presented him with a very nice Amati cello, because Piatti was touring around, and I think he'd had to sell his cello to pay for the journey. So, but Liszt, of course, wrote all his paraphrases on Bel Canto Opera. So that was praise indeed from him.
Indeed it was. Well, I mean, do you want Namati? I'm sorry you're not in the studio. I'm sure somebody rushing up to give you a Namati cello, but I'm sure Adrian would take it if necessary. Yeah, one day. Well, interesting. I was just looking to see how you ended up doing this virtuosic musicianship, because at Cambridge you studied music and veterinary
science. Oh, yeah, I did.
Were you going to be a vet?
Well, I was 14 and James Herriot was on every Sunday. I loved it. I think a lot of us did. And I pursued science for as long as I could, but I was always doing both. And people were saying, come on, you've got to drop it. And after 2 years of vet, yes, I did drop it, but I absolutely loved the subject, not just the animals, but the science of it all. And I've carried on with collaborations with scientists. So it's a bit more than a hobby.
Oh,
still.
Good. Well, there you are. You're the complete man. That's all right.
Thank you.
do not ask him to treat your animals if he's out doing recitals. When things get easier, please. I'm sure you'll check where your gut strings come from and your cello as well. we should say we're going to hear another. Well, sort of, Verdi loved his playing as well. I know he absolutely loved his playing. And we're going to hear Piatti on Verdi in a minute. But your partner in crime here, Oliver Davis, a very distinguished, extraordinary figure. Died only about 3 weeks ago.
Unbelievably. He, the day after the release of the CD, pancreatic cancer. It was all very quick. He died peacefully, but he was really one of the most special musicians. He anybody who was at the Royal College of Music over the last 40 years will have seen, even if they didn't know him. Lovely sparrow flitting about the building, long streaks of white hair. He was mainly a piano professor, of course, but he nested in the turret, you know, the Gothic building that is the Royal College of Music. Well, one of those turrets was Oliver used to nest in. He founded the Department of Portraits and Performance History because his obsession was to put music into context, whether it was programs, biographies, first editions, and he incubated lots of students' musicianship there. I mean, Ed Dusenberry, Takash Quartet, Michael Cox, BBC Symphony, these are all second study piano students. And then he was at Dartington, he was friends with Glock. He was a really distinguished history. And whether he was working with pros or amateurs, he was just exactly the same animal, if he was Murray Pryor in Aldborough, or just doing a song class in Kent. He really was, and we will miss him terribly.
There's another complete figure indeed, and we need more and more like that to actually bring all the arts together and give context to the music that everybody's making.